If you've ever hit the restrooms at the seventh inning stretch, you realize how much water a major league stadium can use. If you've ever sat in air conditioning under a football stadium dome, you can understand how much electricity they use. Well, a team at Energy Department is surveying operators of large sports venues to gauge their energy and water use and begin developing strategies for more efficiency. Joining me with more, Jason Hartke, Energy's Commercial Buildings Integration Program Manager. Jason, good to have you on.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Well, tell us about this program. I mean, there's a lot of sports venues. When you really count them up, it's hundreds of big buildings that hold tens of thousands of people, and they use a heck of a lot of energy.
Absolutely, and these are venues that are huge opportunities for energy efficiency and renewable energy applications. And these venues are extremely visible and certainly notable buildings in their communities. In other words, they stand out. And so we want to help them be beacons for energy efficiency and renewable energy.
It seems like water would be one of the biggest issues because of all the people, well, 100,000 people all take a leak at some point during a game.
It is. You know, there's opportunities for both resource efficiency and energy efficiency. We're concentrating on both. We're trying to develop a tool, develop an Energy Star score for these venues so they can see how their energy use compares to, and water use compares to their peers. In other words, it helps them see the scoreboard and get in the game using a sports analogy.
Sports buildings are different fundamentally from other buildings. They're not an enclosed square box. How do the energy patterns differ in a stadium setting than they do in a regular building?
Well, there's a lot of differences, and there's even differences within this kind of subsector. But the strategies for helping reduce energy are similar. I think, you know, if you look at lighting, you look at refrigeration, you look at HVAC, all those opportunities still exist. We're trying to make it easier to package what we see as a whole suite of resources that can be leveraged for this subsector and better customized for the types of solutions that they need. We're looking at LEDs and controls. We're looking at energy management information systems that better utilize sensors and controls. We've got existing campaigns around rooftop HVAC units, outdoor lighting, interior lighting. So we want to customize and package that in a way that these stadium venues can use more readily. But there's been a lot of progress among this sector. You know, they did a scan of all the pro teams across the five sports, and already 68 have energy efficiency programs. So we want to serve as a catalyst. We want to help accelerate action among this sector.
Talk about the program aspects of this. You're partnering with other federal agencies and also an association of teams. How's the whole program set up?
Sure. Right now, it really is a kind of a first-of-its-kind collaborative effort. We're so pleased to be working closely with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and also the Green Sports Alliance and the National Institute of Building Science Sciences to really, one, first off, explore and identify the opportunity. In the early stages, we realized that we could kind of hit two birds with one stone by getting some information back from the sector that would help EPA develop an Energy Star score. Again, this is the opportunity to figure out the energy use among this sector and compare, so teams can compare their energy use in their stadium versus another peer. Again, that has proven already with Energy Star program in operation for 20 years to significantly help reduce energy usage. It goes back to the old adage, you can't manage what you don't measure.
It seems like sports venues use more energy in this part of the 21st century than they did, say, 30, 40, 50 years ago because of the jumbotrons, the much more elaborate lighting, the advertising displays that consume a lot of energy. Do we know what the trends are?
Well, we know there's a lot of those loads are categorized in some of the data as other, and so we're trying to actually get a better handle on how do you break down that other category, because just as you said, that's starting to rise. We call it kind of the miscellaneous electric loads, and there's a lot of opportunity to reduce energy in that space. Most of it is about awareness and identification of that use. A lot of stadiums are looking at energy management systems that help them see what's going on with their energy use in real time and make decisions in the moment to how to reduce energy. And those are huge opportunities because as these buildings get more sophisticated, we have an opportunity to get smarter about how the energy is used. You're getting not just more sophisticated stadiums and venues, but you're getting facility managers who are able to make them smarter buildings as well.
We're speaking with Jason Hartke, the Commercial Buildings Integration Program Manager at the Energy Department. And what are you specifically asking right now of the team owners and venue operators in the survey?
Sure. I mean, we're asking a lot of detailed questions. It gets down to, you know, their square footage, the type of energy they're using across fuels. Ultimately, we need to get a handle on everything about their energy and water use, the size of their buildings, the capacity of the stadiums or venues. It's very comprehensive, and it'll give us, again, not just the information to better identify opportunities to reduce energy and water, but again, it'll serve as this foundation for creating the Energy Star score and certification.
And are the large collegiate venues part of this also, not just the professional?
They are. So we're looking at sports venues across both the professional sports leagues and collegiate level.
And so the outcome will be what? A set of best practices or a sharing program? What will be the specific outcomes of the program?
Sure. For the Department of Energy, we want to align our tools and our resources so we can, again, better package those existing tools and some new tools and resources for this sector. One of the big products as it relates to getting this data back is the creation of an Energy Star score. Right now, most of the commercial building market has the opportunity to get Energy Star, what they call Energy Star certified for their building. That means they're in the top quartile of energy use compared to their peers. It reminds me of, you know, again, you can use a lot of sports metaphors here, but these sports venues don't have that same opportunity. So this is a chance for them to get in the game, to lead by example, but show how they compare to their peers.
And in D.C., we have the Nationals Park. I think that was the first new venue that was LEEDs certified.
It was. In fact, there's, I think, over 30 sports stadiums and venues that have now been certified to the LEED standard that's administered by the U.S. Green Building Council. The sports industry has been leading on sustainability for some time now. I think they've got nearly 40% of the professional sport leagues are using renewable energy at their stadiums. We've seen a rise in recycling, so addressing water waste and energy waste, and there's a very strong business case for this. It's not just about protecting the environment, but they see this as a huge business opportunity. For example, the Mariners baseball team, they're saving $1 million a year and reducing their energy costs. The St. Louis Cardinals over there at Busch Stadium, they've reduced their energy use by nearly 30% over the last few years. And again, this translates into huge energy savings dollars. And so they're looking both at the technologies and the strategies, but they're also looking at the payback and the return on investment.
Well, God willing, we'll see some of those savings maybe in beer prices.
That's right. Well, there's a great sign over there at Lincoln Financial when you enter the restrooms that says, recycle your beer here and your plastics outside. So they're trying to be pithy with their sustainability as well.
Jason Hartke is the Commercial Buildings Integration Program Manager at the Energy Department. Thanks so much for joining me.
Great. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.